Nolte, far-left Vanity Fair declares Rachel Zegler an icon. By John Nolte on April 1, 2025. Far-left Vanity Fair believes it still has the influence to deny reality and declare Rachel Zegler an icon. Snow White's failure has turned Rachel Zegler into a scapegoat and an icon, reads the headline from the elitist outlet. Here's the rationale. After a Variety story blamed Zegler for Snow White's box office failure, Variety's newer story chronicles, Zegler trended on social media, with many fans applauding her courage. Rachel Zegler rules and so obviously has a lifetime of incredible roles and performances ahead of her, wrote film critic and podcaster David Ehrlich on X. Even her detractors have faced swift internet backlash. Actor Jonah Platt, son of Snow White producer Mark, accused Zegler of dragging her personal politics into promoting the movie and, as a result, damaging the movie's box office potential, continues Vanity Fair. Zegler fans raked Platt so thoroughly over the coals for his comment that he deleted it. Zegler's pro-Palestine tweet remains up on her X page. Vanity Fair then points out that anti-Semitic actress Melissa Barrera said that Zegler's support for the pro-terrorist Free Palestine cause doesn't make Zegler look difficult or radical. The Whisper campaign actually made her look cool as hell and full of integrity. And finally, over 50 journalists signed an open letter to Variety strongly condemning the article blaming Zegler for Snow White's box office failure. What Vanity Fair fails to point out is that the letter was signed by so-called journalists who hate Jews and lie about Israel committing genocide. So here's the evidence: Rachel Zegler is now an icon. Many fans applauded her courage, many, you all. Someone named David Ehrlich believes she has a big career ahead of her, although there are no pending projects for her listed on IMDb. A Jew-hating actress likes Zegler. 50 Jew-hating journalists like her. Let's just start with the obvious: Snow White flopped. Let's assume that every single one of Zegler's fans went to see Snow White, that she had a 100% turnout rate, which is unlikely. The movie flopped. It didn't just flop. It is the biggest flop in the Disney live-action genre and might turn out, due to its cost, to be the biggest flop in history. Then there's the fact she has no pending projects on IMDb and there have been no announcements of what movie this icon has lined up next. Finally, America's Jew haters dig her. So let's concede she's an icon to rabid anti-Semites. To me, though, the real story here is that Vanity Fair still believes it lives in a media world where it can create its own reality merely by saying this is reality. That's how George Clooney, who was never much of a box office draw, became a superstar. There was a time not too long ago when elitist, leftist outlets like Vanity Fair had the cultural influence to turn Rachel Zegler into a genuine icon. These publications and broadcasters would repeat this BS over and over again until normal people assumed they were in the minority, gave up, and accepted it. Next thing you know, Zegler is everywhere. Those days are over. Remember how they tried the same with this chick? Teehee. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.